from NPR.
It's From the Top.
Celebrating the power of music.
In the hands of America's kids.
Here's our host, pianist Peter Dugan.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to today's program. Today's show features a particularly wide age range, from a 10-year-old wunderkind who absolutely tears up the keyboard performing one of Liszt's Hungarian Rhapsodies, to a 20-year-old alum of From the Top, a wonderfully introspective guy who reflects on the ups and downs of college and also performs a mesmerizing contemporary work for us. And today is extra special because we welcome for the very first time as co-host Alex Lang. Alex is the principal clarinetist for the Phoenix Symphony, and he's on our team of recurring co-hosts and creatives. He's a fantastic accomplice and collaborator with our young musicians, and you'll hear him co-host with me regularly as we move into the glorious future together. Alex joins us a little later on in the show, but first we're going to start things off with a wild ride of a piece for piano and saxophone. Now, this piece, composed by the contemporary Italian composer Roberto Molinelli, is called Four Pictures from New York. And this movement, titled Tango Club, is written in homage to the great Astor Piazzolla. To play it, we have a phenomenal young saxophonist from Mission, Texas. Mission's right on the border of Mexico. The name of our young sax player is Eduardo Rivera, and he's 16 years old. I'm at the piano.
Thank you.
The second movement, titled Tango Club, from Roberto Molinelli's Four Pictures from New York, performed by the very talented 17-year-old saxophonist Eduardo Rivera, with me at the piano. And Eddie is one of our Jack Kent Cook young artists. Eddie, that was so much fun. As you know, of course, this piece is a tribute to Astor Piazzolla, and I love the style you bring to this piece, man.
Thank you so much.
You know, it's a little hard to believe, given what a strong player you are, as we just heard, but you say that you really didn't take music very seriously until, like, a musical setback early in your high school career. What happened that changed things for you?
Yeah, well, basically, my freshman and sophomore year, I did not make the all-region band. Well, I saw a lot of my friends make it, and I didn't get to go with them to go perform. And, you know, it just really drove me to, like, just keep practicing and keep trying my hardest, because eventually I learned that it does pay off. And it really drove me to actually make the band my junior year.
And, you know, surrounding yourself with friends who are achieving those goals is a great kind of version of peer pressure, if you will. You know, the good kind of peer pressure to push you to work harder.
Yeah.
You know, you're still in high school, right? But you've already become quite a musical entrepreneur. I understand you started an organization recently.
Yeah, so basically me and my two friends, Vicente Mendoza and Matthew Appleton, we co-founded this group to bring together a lot of the saxophonists in the area. It's called EMAC Musicians, which stands for Elite Musicians, Allegiance, and Collaborators. Back when we first started, it was just people from Texas. But eventually we branched out to everyone in the U.S. that wanted to join, they could. And basically what we do is